the dying days of 2016, America did not veto a resolution at the United Security Council, which was not only highly critical of Israel, but you could say was almost designed to make it much harder for people to develop a peaceful coexistence between Israeli and Palestinians by discouraging effectively the Palestinians from being involved in negotiations, by making it more difficult for Israel to feel it had a sense of trust, not only with Palestinians, but even with its firm allies like the USA. But what was interesting is after America decided to not vote against a resolution, certainly not exercise its veto, but to abstain, the Australian government were asked their opinion and were very strong in saying that if they had been a member of that voting organisation, and Australia does not sit on the Security Council, but if we had, we would have voted against the resolution. This has been very welcome by not only the Jewish community in Australia, but people who genuinely want peace anywhere in the world. What we saw was a situation where it appeared that Australia were taking Israel's side over America. But what it was Australia being consistent, Australia saying the way Australian governments, Labor and Liberal, have said for a very long time, and that is the only way you're going to get peace between Israel and Palestinians is if you have direct negotiations between the parties. It is America which abandoned that, and you have to ask about the motives of all the parties which supported the resolution in the first place. So there we had the first instance, which was the Australian government saying, we are not going to be influenced by a momentum against sensible peacemaking. We are going to stick by our firm principles. And that came from both the foreign minister and the prime minister. The reaction from the opposition has been a little bit difficult to determine. People are on holidays at the moment. There have been some statements which have been a little ambiguous. The bottom line in Australia has been the only way you're going to get a peaceful outcome is through direct negotiations. And I wouldn't imagine in the long term the Labor Party is going to move away from that.
Were you surprised by their resolution?
Not really, because unfortunately for some months there had been the prediction, more than some months, some years, the prediction that when President Obama was in what is referred to as the lame duck period, that is when he no longer has to face scrutiny or re-election, and even his preferred successor, the decision would be made after the election, who was going to be the next president of the United States. In that period, he would possibly do something bloody-minded and destructive because, I mean, look at the personality. We're dealing with somebody who has shown themselves to be, in this instance, particularly vindictive. But also we have the situation where so many different administrations in America and so many different players in Europe and even countries such as New Zealand have seemed to feel that they will achieve some lasting legacy if they pass a resolution that has something to do with bringing about what they say on paper might be a better future in the Middle East. But what we have been reading in the last week or two is a great deal of disillusionment by people who really did not feel that the Obama administration would really behave this way, because you have to think about the reality of what happened. The Obama administration was coming to an end. The Democrats lost the election. And regardless of who his successor was going to be, he was in a situation of saying, I can leave with dignity, or I can make it really difficult for my successor by suddenly doing things which would not have been approved by any sort of normal process. He chose to stain his own legacy by doing this. They did it, and it was not completely unexpected. But what was interesting in one respect is we've seen that the government of the United Kingdom, which actually voted for the resolution, and because the United Kingdom is one of five countries which can exercise a veto at the Security Council of the United Nations, they not only didn't abstain or exercise a veto, they voted for, nevertheless is criticizing the American stance now towards Israel. I think what we are seeing is a new era of international politics, and what President Obama and John Kerry are doing now is the last gasp of an old style of politics. Now again, I'm not making a judgment call, a values call. I'm not saying that we're leading something bad and going to something good, leading something good going to something bad, because all we really know is we're entering the unknown territory of a new constellation of powers. You have to look at this resolution at the United Nations. Egypt was originally moving it, then Egypt agreed to defer it till after there was a new American administration, and then it appears that the Americans, the Brits and some others were saying, well, we're nevertheless going to pursue it now, And so you had countries like New Zealand claiming to have more authority and expertise on what would help the Middle East than even Egypt, which I think was something which didn't surprise people who observe the way nations behave in international forums, but is nevertheless disturbing.
We are talking to Jeremy Jones, Director of International and Community Affairs at AJAC, Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council. Jeremy, Secretary of State John Kerry insisted that he's pushing for a two-state solution with this resolution.
He can insist what he likes. The point is that if you want to bring about a peace situation where the peoples in the Middle East, where there is Israel and the Palestinian Authority, Gaza and the Gaza Strip, in that area, if you want to bring about peace, it's not going to come unless there's negotiations between the parties. If you are pushing one particular view, and especially if you're pushing a view which says that the big problem is singularly able to be identified or overwhelmingly able to be identified as what was referred by a catch-all term of Israeli settlements, then you're not going to be contributing to bringing about peace or two states. Because as listeners to this program would know, there is an enormous difference in every respect between suburbs of Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, areas which many people, if not everybody, believes that if there is a final drawing of borders between an Israel and a Palestine, then these areas will be within Israel, and areas which may be seen as isolated outposts which are not approved by any Israeli government, then settlements or areas where there are Israelis which have purely a security presence and have nothing to do with a residential presence of any sort. You can't conflate all those and say this is the problem. That is what John Kerry effectively did. I think the most persuasive argumentation and analysis has been put by scholars such as Dr. Einat Vilf, who cite chapter and verse historically to say the problem has been the non-acceptance by the Palestinians that Israel is there to stay as an independent state. Until there is some acceptance, and we're talking about not just a few words here and there, but a real acceptance which will come through the education system, regular, repeated speeches, statements and behaviour to that effect, then there are no reasons that Israelis are going to believe that the Palestinian leadership wants anything other than the abolition of Israel, and the Palestinian people would go along with that leadership. Until you remove that mindset and say, we need to share, this is a contest where nobody's going to get everything they want, but as long as there is an acceptance by each party that the other party has some claim, then you're not going to bring about peace. So I don't think John Kerry can really reflect seriously on what he's said and his speech and say that's going to contribute to two states. If it did, the World Jewish Congress, which formally supports two states, would have been jumping up and down and congratulating him rather than condemning him.
Jeremy Jones, Director of International and Community Affairs at AJAC, Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council, thank you very much.